With this modified engine, we can generate unlimited electricity using only water. A system in which the hydrogen that makes up water is obtained through electrolysis. An inexhaustible energy system, clean energy, pollution-free. Stay until the end of the video to see the complete manufacturing process. For decades, it has been said that water, hydrogen-based engines were impossible. All promising projects mysteriously disappeared, or their creators died strangely. We are going to show you that the technology is real, and it is being hidden. We will start by cutting a 3mm thick sheet of 304L stainless steel. From this, we will cut 20 pieces that will produce electrolysis. To cut the sheet, we will use an angle grinder. Each piece will measure 4 for 5 centimeters. 304L steel is a high quality, high purity stainless steel. We must use this type of stainless steel to maximize hydrogen production. Our prototype is based on water electrolysis to operate. Electrolysis is a chemical reaction in which water molecules are split into their component atoms, hydrogen and oxygen. Here we have the 20 plates of 304L stainless steel cut. We continue tracing all the plates and then drill 2 holes in each one. Each manufacturing process and each material is designed and chosen to maximize hydrogen production. If this were not the case, hydrogen production would not be sufficient to make this prototype viable. First, we will drill 2 6mm holes in each piece. Drilling this stainless steel requires high hardness drill bits, and we must also lubricate them with cutting oil. Next, we will make one of the 2 holes larger, 11 millimeters in diameter. Thus, each plate will have 1 6mm hole and another 11 millimeter hole. You'll soon see why. Now we will use liquid polish, which we will apply with a polishing disc on our angle grinder. It's very important to polish all the parts well so that the outer surface reacts better with the water. We now have our 20 plates finished. Now we need 2 water filters that can withstand at least 8 bars of pressure. We'll use one of the steel plates as a template to trace 2 holes in this lid. We mark the holes and drill 2 6mm diameter holes. We remove the plastic ribs on the inside of the lid to leave it smooth. It will look like this. We now have the tank ready to insert the electrodes. We insert a metric 6 stainless steel threaded rod through one of the holes to determine the length we will need to cut it to. We cut along the mark. We will need two threaded rods of the same length. We remove the burrs from the ends of the rods and proceed to assemble the electrodes. Here we have all the materials ready for assembly. This process is quite laborious and requires very specific steps for it to work correctly. We begin by placing 2 metric 6 stainless steel nuts on one end of each rod. We insert a wide nylon washer on one rod. Then we insert 3 nylon washers on the same rod. When we insert the stainless steel plate, these 3 nylon washers fit into the 11 millimeter hole. The purpose of these washers is to prevent this plate from making electrical contact with that rod. However, through the other hole, we insert the other rod, which, without nylon washers, will make electrical contact with the small plate. In this way, we alternate stainless steel plates so that one plate makes contact with one rod, and the next makes electrical contact with the other rod. The pattern is wide washer, 3 small washers, steel plate, wide washer, nut, and start over. Meanwhile, on the opposite rod for that same plate, the pattern is nut, plate, nut. Here you can see the details of how the plates alternately contact the rods. Now we'll continue with the same alternating pattern until all the plates are installed on the rods. The small nylon washers fit perfectly inside the 11 millimeter hole in each plate, preventing electrical contact with the threaded rod. Here we see how the 20 small plates are positioned and how the electrical contact alternates thanks to the washers and the position of the plates. Finally, we'll place 2 nuts as stops. We tighten all the nuts securely. And we'll place it on the lid of this tank. We must add 2 nylon washers for greater sealing. We insert the rods through the holes we previously made in the lid. We check that the height at which we place the nuts as stops is correct. If everything is correct, we'll add 2 more nylon washers on the outside and 2 nuts to secure them and completely seal the tank. And now we insert the assembly into the tank. It looks great. We need to put a plug in one of the holes in the tank. We'll use Teflon tape to prevent gas leaks. We'll secure it firmly. We'll put these fittings in the other hole. Their purpose will be to connect this tank to another tank below. These fittings may vary depending on the tank inlets we use. We'll also use Teflon tape to prevent any hydrogen leaks. This tank is now complete. Now we'll connect it to this filter, which can withstand 8 bars of pressure. Before connecting it, we need to attach a 20 millimeter diameter PVC pipe. To glue it, we'll use PVC adhesive. The pipe will press into the inner nozzle of the lid. The PVC pipe should reach almost to the bottom of the tank. This will be our bubbler tank. Gas will flow from this inlet and through the pipe. Now we connect the outlet of the electrolyzer tank to the inlet of the bubbler tank. They're now connected. Now we need to join this entire series of fittings together to connect a 6 mm diameter PVC pipe. We'll use this thread sealant to join them together one by one. Now we have the piece assembled and ready to insert into the bubbler's outlet. We apply Teflon once more. And now that we have the assembly ready, let's check that the electrodes are mounted correctly. We'll measure continuity with a multimeter to verify that each plate makes electrical contact with only one of the rods. For example, this rod doesn't make contact with this first plate, but it does with the next one. Now we do the same with the other rod, but in this case, it will make electrical contact with the odd-numbered plates. Wow, that turned out great. Here we have a gasoline-powered electric generator. This generator provides a maximum power of 3,000 watts. It has two outlets that deliver a voltage of 220 volts at 50 hertz. Our goal is to eliminate the fuel tank and replace it with our hydrogen generating device. We mark the drilling points to attach the plate to the generator frame. We make a template with a sheet of paper to trace the holes for fixing the electrolysis equipment. We place the template on the aluminum plate to mark and drill all the holes. We secure everything with bolts. We install a power switch in this hole. Next, we connect two cables to the electrolyzer electrodes. We secure them firmly with nuts. We secure the cables with cable ties. And we connect the red cable, the positive cable, to the power switch. This fuse holder will be connected to the switch output. The fuse is a protection element for our circuit. In the event of a very high electrical current, the fuse will blow, thus preventing the flow of current. Now we connect this 6 mm diameter PVC pipe to the bubbler outlet. Now we'll disassemble the fuel tank. But first we'll disconnect the pipe that supplies fuel to the carburetor. No more fuel will enter through this. Now we secure the electrolyzer to the frame. And we'll connect the gas outlet pipe to the fuel inlet pipe on the carburetor. And we'll secure them with cable ties. We love cable ties. Now we need to connect the cables from the electrolysis unit to the generator's starter battery. Thank you. loosen the battery terminals. We put electrical terminals on the ends of the cables. And we reconnect the cables to the battery terminals. The black one to the negative and the red one to the positive. Now we need to reduce the air intake by half. To do this, we'll place a piece of cardboard inside the air filter to block some of the air entering the engine. Next, we'll fill the bubbler tank with water. We won't fill it completely. We'll leave an air chamber at the top. To prepare the electrolyte, we'll fill a bottle with 2 liters of water and add 4 tablespoons of HH+. HH+ is a highly reactive compound that is efficient at separating hydrogen and oxygen from water molecules. We'll tell you more about HH+ later. We fill this container almost completely, being careful not to overflow the water. And our device is ready. Hydrogen engine prototype, first indoor test. To test our invention, the first thing we'll do is flip the switch, which will initiate the electrolysis of the water. This will begin to create a highly explosive gas composed of hydrogen and oxygen in the first container. Once enough gas has been created, we can start the generator. We adjust the carburetor slightly to improve combustion. While we test the equipment with various devices, we're going to tell you a little more about the science behind this marvel. The gas generated by the electrolysis equipment will pass through the bubbler. This safety device is very important because if this highly explosive gas were to ignite in the engine and flow back toward the electrolyzer, the water inside this tank would neutralize a potential explosion, thus preventing catastrophic damage to the equipment. In future hydrogen prototypes, we will also add another safety device called a flame arrestor. Many will wonder how this device could possibly violate the laws of thermodynamics, since the energy cost of producing hydrogen is too high to keep the equipment running. To power a 3 kilowatts engine, we would need approximately 0.42 kilograms of hydrogen per hour. With normal electrolysis, this would require about 8.5 kilowatts hour of electricity just to break down the water. But thanks to HH+, this figure is reduced to just 0.2 kilowatts hour, a reduction in energy consumption of almost 98%. The electrolysis water is turning pink due to an oxidation process of the minerals dissolved in the water. This pink color doesn't worry us because it doesn't affect the efficiency of the electrolysis. This first test of the water-powered motor has been a complete success. That's why we're now going to test it outdoors, and we'll tell you more about the science that will one day move the world. Outdoor test of the water power generation prototype. For this test, we traveled to a rural area. We're going to test different power tools without cutting the video to verify that the prototype is working properly. In the meantime, we'll explain how it works. The electrolysis equipment is powered by the generator's starter battery. When we start the generator's engine, the battery recharges automatically. Therefore, it can never be discharged. Shit. We were almost involved in a serious accident here. Remember to always keep your devices off before connecting them to the power grid. Thanks to the electrolyte with HH+, hydrogen is generated at an enormous rate using very little electricity. The engine burns that hydrogen, drives the generator, and this recharges the battery. If we calculate the energy balance using the formula you see on the screen, we see that the power generated is greater than the power consumed by the system. That is, the hydrogen generated is enough to keep the engine running indefinitely as long as there is water in the electrolyzer. HH+ is a white compound whose exact formula is protected by the Invention Secrecy Act, which keeps 5,784 patents under secrecy order. Most of these patents come from the energy and propulsion sectors, and many will never be released to the public. If a prototype threatens fossil fuel corporations, the usual course of action is classification and oblivion. We had access to several of these hidden patents, and thanks to them, we are developing these prototypes. But that's also the reason we can't market them. And that's why you shouldn't trust anyone who claims to sell them online. They're all scammers. Thanks to HH+, water becomes a kind of super fuel capable of releasing almost 20 times more hydrogen than conventional electrolysis. We call this phenomenon assisted bond breaking, and you can see the formula on the screen. Hydrogen burns at about 2,800 degrees Celsius, generating perfect combustion without residue. By not using air, but pure oxygen generated in electrolysis, the explosion pressure is 30% higher than that of gasoline. This means that with a tank of just 2 liters of water with HH+, we can keep this generator running at 3 kilowatts for more than 8 hours straight. The only emission is water vapor. It is probably the cleanest energy generation method in existence. But it remains hidden in the dark. This technology could end the oil business and return energy independence to people. It is no coincidence that these types of technologies never reach the market. Patents for systems like HH+ have been classified for national security reasons. And on more than one occasion, we have received warnings not to publish these prototypes. But no, we'll stop. Can you imagine what would happen if this technology were commercialized tomorrow? Can you imagine what would happen to all those countries that live off oil and all the oil companies? Exactly. They won't allow that to happen until the planet is depleted of resources. You've already seen what this engine is capable of with a little water and a few grams of HH+. Help us put pressure on those hiding this technology to be forced to make it public. Share the video with as many people as you can, and comment if you know anyone else who has a working water engine. And remember, the next time someone talks to you about Stanley Meyer and tells you water engines are a fantasy, show them this video. Thanks for watching. Remember, you can become a member to support our channel and purchase some of our merchandise in the associated store. See you in the next video.